Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Welcome to the Small Business Fuel Podcast. I'm your host, Paul Wilson, Jr., and I serve as the Area Director of the UGA Small Business Development Center at Georgia State University. The purpose of this show is to provide relevant resources and essential information to small businesses in Georgia that helps you to grow and succeed. This show is produced, recorded, and distributed on several social media streaming platforms by our resource partner, Business Radio X. And we appreciate their partnership and their expertise in producing this podcast. And on the show today, I have a special guest. She is the president and CEO of the Georgia Minority Supplier Development Council, Stacy Key. GMSDC is the state's leading authority on supplier diversity and minority business development. Stacy has more than 20 years of corporate experience in sales, marketing, operations, and customer service at global brands like IBM, AT&T, Schlumberger, and Samsung Telecommunications. Prior to joining GMSDC, she was responsible for leading nationwide marketing efforts at Samsung as its marketing director. She also serves as vice president, public sector for Schlumberger, the world's leading supplier of products and services to the oil and gas industry. She's an accomplished entrepreneur with more than 15 years of experience at the helm of a successful family business. So, Stacy, I'm excited to have you on the show today for the first time.
Paul, thank you so much for inviting me. And, yeah, listening to the intro, it's like, okay, who's he talking about?
Exactly.
Yeah, I was like, okay, here we go. But, no, thank you so much. It's an honor. You know how much I feel about SBDC and working with you and the whole network. You guys are incredible partners. I really appreciate the contributions that you make to the minority businesses that are part of GMSDC. Thank you.
Absolutely. No, it's definitely our pleasure. GMSDC is a needed resource and even needed probably even more now than in the past because of what's been going on. But before we jump into that, I want to dig into the past just a little bit. We talked about, 20 years of experience in the corporate and arena, IBM and AT&T, Schlumberger, right? Some very significant companies. Maybe talk a little bit about that experience and how that feeds your role today, right, of connecting minority-owned businesses with corporations. And I don't know how many people actually know a lot of, they know about what you do now, but I'm not sure how much they really know about your experience from the past.
Oh, wow. Thank you for this opportunity. And, my experience working in the corporate world really led me here. And so, as mentioned, like you said, I worked for IBM and AT&T, and I had a rich experience in the back office operations of running a business. Whether you're in operations, you're in marketing, you're in sales, all of that gives you a flavor of all the hats that small businesses play. At Schlumberger, I have a role of reaching out to minority businesses to help them as part of our bid and responding to our customers. And so I got the bug there and said, you know what? This marries two of the things I enjoy, working with corporate America and understanding and working with small businesses. As a result of that, we formed our own family small businesses. We own Brewster's ice cream franchises throughout the state, mm-hmm. at the Falcon Stadium, at the Hawks, downtown Atlanta, out in Cobb County. So we had Brewster's franchises, wow. as a family and did that. And actually, we know what it feels like to run a small business and the challenges that come along with that, making that payroll, understanding employees, cash flow, all the things that are critical to running a successful business. And so that path led me to GMSDC. And again, I'm marrying the two things I love, corporate America, as well as working with small businesses. So it's really been my honor to really serve this organization for the last 12 years.
Absolutely. And we definitely appreciate your service because, we know many minority-owned, small businesses, period, right, are struggling, but definitely minority-owned businesses in particular. And so for those who don't know about GMSDC, and I'm going to connect my previous question to your answer for this. But those who don't know about GMSDC and the role that you serve in our community for small businesses, would you just kind of maybe give us a general overview of what GMSDC
sure.
does?
So GMSGC is celebrating 45 years this year. Yay, 45 years old.
Yeah, absolutely. Congratulations.
And yeah, that's right. That's not that old, but 45 years, you know, for an organization is significant. And so GMSGC's sole mission, all we do, is connect ethnic minority businesses to corporations to do business. We connect them for a partnership. And so we're very focused on growing minority businesses by, again, connecting them to that supply chain. So we do a certification on behalf of our corporations, which are members. We develop minority businesses because they come in all flavors, shapes, and sizes. And so, you know, scaling up is our focus as we're going into 2021. So we certify, we develop, we make those connections, and then we advocate on behalf of minority businesses so that there's business-friendly policies and procedures in our, you know, state and local and federal government to make sure that they can thrive in doing business. Now, I'm part of a network. I'm not a lone ranger. While I focus on the state of Georgia, I have 22 other counterparts across the United States that cover the entire country, and we work in partnership across the country in helping minority businesses grow and thrive.
And that's powerful, right? Not only be an advocate, but also be a connector, right? And have that powerful network. And the reason I asked, right, about what GMSDC does, also compared to your previous career, because oftentimes people sometimes assume that sometimes like people who head agencies and organizations don't necessarily feel the pain, right, of that.
Oh, yeah,
business
I know.
So they're more used to keeping the organization going, right, than really serving. But to me, you've been in the shoes of the entrepreneur.
Absolutely.
You've also been on the corporate side. So talk about, ability to kind of bridge those two experiences to what you bring to this leadership opportunity.
And so I think one of the key things that we do every single day at GMSDC is helping minority businesses understand and navigate that corporate world, because that's where they have to do business and the relationships are made. And so having been there and walked in those shoes kind of gives me a little insight of what that other side feels like and what they're looking for. And so as we tend to develop and work with our minority businesses, we're sharing the corporate perspective because we've developed a program and in fact, we work with the SBDC network, Corporate Ready. Are you corporate ready? And looking for the things that you need to have in place to, you know, you may agree or disagree, but if you want to do business with corporate America, these are the things that you need to have in place. These are the process procedures. This is the infrastructure so that you're successful when you get there. And so corporate ready and being ready to do business in that supply chain, and each one's a little bit different. They're not all exactly the same. They're a little bit different, but understanding the nuances, and part of what we do is help minority businesses understand that so they're successful. Last year, $7 billion for Georgia, for just our state, in terms of transactions with minority businesses. You know, we want to get that
That's
to
awesome.
10. We want $20 billion.
Right.
And so we've got to help small businesses and minority businesses understand that so that they can navigate that and be successful. That's all our goal. That's all we're here to do.
I hear you. So we have Corporate Ready, but what other initiatives that helped to get to that $7 billion? That's an incredible number.
Right.
So what are some of the key initiatives or programs that GMSDC sponsors to help these minority businesses get connected with these corporations and become corporate ready?
And so there's another program I want to mention before I talk about Minority Business Opportunity Week, which was about a week ago. But GMSDC, under our educational arm, the Georgia Education Foundation, took over the state of Georgia's mentoring program in 2011. It was called the Governor's Mentor Protege. It's called the Mentor Protege Connection today. And we, as part of that program, which is the only one, it was the first one in the country. It was, it's the only program that I'm aware of in the state of Georgia that's structured quite this way. We work in partnership with the Georgia Department of Economic Development and Georgia Tech. We work very closely with them around this. And so for 1 year, a small business is partnered with a corporation for mentoring, coaching, and development. We've got a curriculum wrapped around that. And for 1 year, that corporation brings all their resources to bear to help that small businesses lay out their strategy, approach, and to be successful long term. It's not about short-term transactions and doing business with that company. It's about the long haul, about a long-term strategy of being successful. And I'm not aware of any other program that's focused like that, where you're partnered with a corporation and they're bringing all their resources to bear to help you in strategic areas for your long-term growth. And so we're looking forward to celebrating 10 years of having that program next year. The program will be around for 20 years next year. So we're really excited about the partnership we've had. And based on where we are as a country, we're going to be making some pivots ourselves and doing some things a little bit differently because the world has changed. Again, our whole focus is helping small and minority businesses grow and thrive. So we've got to make change so that can continue to happen in our current environment. The second thing I want to share is we were very fortunate for the week of September 14th through the 18th, our governor declared it Minority Business Opportunity Week, along with every county, most of the counties from Fulton, DeKalb, Cobb, Gwinnett, Clayton, Henry, all on board and working in partnership with us as we set up meetings, and we had a whole week-long celebration bringing opportunities to the table. We had over 250 opportunities. We had over 250 meetings with small businesses, minority businesses. We opened it up to some of our partners. I invited our partners to be a part of that. The Atlanta Black Chambers were a part of that. Out Georgia and others were all a part. Hispanic Chamber, all a part of that, so that they can take advantage of these opportunities. It was a week long. I'm hearing great feedback from our corporate partners saying great meeting setup. Love the format. In fact, they like it so much, they're saying, do we really want to go back to face-to-face? I kind of like this right. virtual. We can get so many. We did over, I think it was 360, some huge number. We could never do that in person because we've got to have the space. But virtually, we can do that. And so we're looking at making some changes for next year and that we do some of this quarterly. Because the number one thing that minority and small businesses need right now is opportunities. That's it. And so we don't want to wait for once a year. We want to really start ramping this up and doing it quarterly, and so that we can bring some lots of opportunities to the table.
Absolutely. And I'm excited again to hear about these initiatives and programs because they are so needed. It's so important.
Oh, absolutely needed.
Absolutely. And, you know, like yourselves, you know, we've had to pivot a lot too, right? Kind of change how we've done things too. And really just like the business owners, right? You know, we have to pivot so we can serve more effectively, you know, during this time.
Let me do kudos to the SBDC Network. You've been our partner and we thank you. But because of you and your coaching and development and your support and some of our programming, that you guys are incredible. You rock. And we could not do what we do without you. As we look at 2021, so I'm going to take this chance to do a plug and kind of shake you down a little bit and shake you down at the same time.
Better me up and then ask me for something, right?
So I'm going to take this opportunity to thank you and tell you we're looking at expanding our partnership as we go into 2021 because of the incredible support you've provided us this year. So you do good, you get more.
Right, exactly. That's how that works.
You get more.
Absolutely. Well, if we're doing good, then hopefully that means the small businesses, right, are being helped. Ultimately from that standpoint. Definitely. So I know, and we're in a time of heightened social awareness, right? A lot of things are going on in our country. And some people may say, right, well, why so much focus on minority-owned businesses, right? Why is that so critical? And to me, it's an economic right discussion, even more, maybe just as much, I'll say, as a social. So could you speak to the economic side of why it's critical? And I would say for the state of Georgia, maybe then even a lot of other states, right, because of the demographics. But could you speak to that, the significance of minority businesses to the Georgia economy?
Yeah, minority businesses play a critical role in the Georgia's economy. We can't be successful unless minority businesses are a part of this and small businesses. And so, as I said, $7 billion last year, our minority businesses employ over 155,000 employees in this state.
Wow.
And so think about the impact if that were to go away. tomorrow, where would Georgia be? And so it's in everybody's best interest to ensure that economic wealth spreads more evenly distributed across our state, and that minorities have a seat at the table. And the other part of this is, and I hear this from corporations all the time, minorities' businesses are innovative, they're nimble, they're responsive, and they bring something to the table that some of the other suppliers do not bring to that table. And so having them there, they bring solutions that you normally would not have that impact shareholder value, that drop to the bottom line of corporations. And so if everybody in our state wants to grow and thrive, minorities must be a part of the equation for that. Another part of this is minority businesses tend to hire more minorities. Again, I'm increasing the economic wealth of the community as a whole, minority communities, and that rising tide is lifting all boats.
Definitely.
It's lifting us all up. And so we all thrive as a result of that. So the economic piece is the piece that GMSBC does. The social justice piece is critically important. Our piece is the economic piece, and that's what we do well every single day.
Absolutely. And what's interesting about that, too, I think I heard a statistic. This was years ago, and it'd be interesting if I could find it again to see if it's updated. But it talked about employment, right? And it talked about it from ethnic perspective. And it referred to saying that when a minority has a job, they're usually supporting more people on average, let's say, than a non-minority, again, with the job. So it's like one person's job could be supporting 10 people just because of the family structure of that household.
So when
we're talking about 155,000 jobs, you multiply that number times 10
by the people
potentially supporting a million people, that's one person,
and then think of the family. How that ripples when you say one per average family is 3.7. Okay, just you can do the math. The impact that has on our economy, on our state, is staggering.
Absolutely,
and I think.
Absolutely.
I will tell you, a study came out just in the last couple of days from Citigroup that talked about the impact of this whole systemic racism has had. I think the impact on our national economy is about $16 trillion.
Wow.
40% of black businesses are saying may not survive from this whole pandemic. And we're looking at gathering some more data points to understand if that encompasses the community businesses as well, or if that is just your supply chain businesses.
So on that point, as we continue to, again, look at the minority businesses themselves, what do you see, again, in over the years also, that are challenges that a lot of minority businesses face in terms of doing business with corporations?
You know, I think the number one thing we're seeing is scale. You know, corporations want scale when they're, giving a significant piece of the supply chain business to any entity, but scale. So scale is a challenge. Obviously, resources are a challenge. When your resources being money, being resources being talent for your organization. And so all of that leads to capacity for us. And so that tends to be the infrastructure, the resources, the capital, all of that leads to capacity and your ability to do business with others. And so that continues to be the challenge. I will tell you today, the number one challenge is opportunities. Because, again, we're in the middle of a pandemic. People are not purchasing at the same capacity in all sectors. And so that has an impact. But as overarching, it's capacity. And that includes the resources, the capital, and the talent.
Absolutely. And so, speaking of the pandemic, we're in COVID. Have you seen, let's say corporate behaviors change or new opportunities created or restricted? You started to talk down that path. Maybe just give a little bit more insights on kind of what's been happening with COVID and what's going on. And then also, how's GMSDC, again, continue to provide resources and services that may be more specifically, related to businesses being impacted by COVID?
And so a couple of things, as you can imagine, of course, our minority businesses have been impacted. There's no way they could not. And so early on when this thing hit, we developed a list of resources to help our minority businesses. So on our website, we've got a list of resources that they can go to for various things. Everything you can imagine, resources are there. When the PPP funding became available, we work with and identified resources to send our business owners. They didn't have to seek out where to go. We developed some banking relationships. One of the national Black Bankers Association. We went there. We went other places and we formed relationships. And then we directed several of my corporate partners are involved in the banking arena as well, as you can imagine. And so we had it set up where we could direct them to resources and they didn't have to seek out for financial resources for the PPP type funding. At the same time, we also brought in, we did a webinar, several webinar series, with several of our partners that had awesome information about opening your facility. If you have to, you have to be open. If you have to interface with customers, what are some of the things and protocols and things that you need so that you're successful with that? So we brought in resources and information as well as capital to the table to help kind of. And then again, Minority Business Opportunity Week. And talking about opportunities with our corporations to get those opportunities. And we look at other corporations, flexible payment terms. Many times, in the past, it would be 120 days before a minority business would get paid. We can't do that in the middle of a pandemic. We need favorable terms, 30 days or immediate due upon receipt kinds of conditions so that they can keep that cash flow to keep people employed. So working through all of that, having dialogue with corporations, bringing them to table to coach through this. Even our mentoring program, I'm telling you, for next year, we're pivoting to say if we've got alumni that want to come back because of their business has changed and been impacted, we're going to allow that because they still need to be, they need the resources to help them to continue to survive. And so we're right. Making sure we provide all of that as part of that. And so it's been all about resources and bringing tools to the table to help them and them telling us what they need. Even by industry sector, we've been doing a pilot on a virtual industry ideation sessions where our MBEs and our corporations can identify specific opportunities within industry clusters, and then minority businesses come up with targeted solutions to solve the problems. And so we're looking to wrap that up and have that ready to roll out across multiple industries. But being innovative as part of this, but using minority businesses to actually do the forums and do the sessions. So again, in making sure they're involved in every segment and piece of it for exposure. So we pay them so they're involved, with these things. And so again, all of that helps them to survive long term because that's really what this is about. Mm.
Absolutely. And I love that idea. That is powerful in the collaborative piece, because, again, I think, just looking at what's going on right now, trying to figure out your own, let's say, solutions in a silo, probably for any organization, right, is just probably insane right now. Yeah. It's just not going to work. But if we're sitting in a room together with, collaborative minds and looking for solutions, absolutely.
Right. We're talking about the number one problems in the retail industry. Mm-hmm. Who would have thought we'd have plexiglass between us? Some of the things we've got today that we never, or you don't have to necessarily touch the keypad with your credit card. They're doing contactless. We didn't, a year ago, we weren't even here. Mm-mm. And so I've got, we've got some of our MBEs have gotten some incredible innovative solutions, but we're putting together a forum to highlight some of the solutions that they've created that have just out of this, a problem exists in these industries and they're developing solutions around it and then bringing those solutions. And some of these things we're even having to look for venture capital because they're trying to get these things fast to the market.
Right.
Yeah. And so, you like that idea. I'll suck, SVU and SVDC right on into that so that you can be a part of it. You just say the word.
Like.
you say the word and you're in.
Right. Exactly. I got to be real careful when I say.
Yeah, you know, you need to be real careful talking to me because I will pull you right on it. Like, yeah, Paul, great. He's leading that effort.
Right. But again, and one of the reasons why I love it, right, because we talk about business solutions, right? We're talking about
things that are going to. Business solutions.
Yeah, companies for the economy for it. And again, sometimes, again, when we hear the word minority or some people hear the word minority, unfortunately, it has a negative connotation, right? And automatically leans over to handouts, right? And a
No.
This is business and solutions and innovation and strategy. Yes. That everybody, and that's
exactly correct.
Everybody's going to benefit from it, right?
Whatever. This is about shareholder value for corporations and minority business.
Absolutely. You know, there's a shared benefit, right? From
absolutely
innovation, definitely. So what suggestions or recommendations, right, do you have? Again, like I said, we know a lot of minority-owned businesses are hurting right now, and figuring out different ways. Again, we do a lot of consulting, of course, with these businesses and helping them develop strategies and resources and ideas to pivot or whatever they need to do. But what are some of the things that you would share with a small business owner during this time to really kind of think about their current position, but also how do you not just survive, but be able to move forward successfully?
And I think you said, and we've talked about many of them, but this is not the time that you try to go it alone. This is where you need your network and you need your tribe to kind of help with this. Because again, we're in the middle of a pandemic and you can't get there alone. So if you're not connected or affiliated with some organization, get connected or affiliated with an organization. This is the time that you're looking at that business plan. If it hadn't been dusted off in a while, this is the time you dust it off and you get others in the room for some of that ideation and creative thinking about how, you know, I talked to a small business this morning that talked about how they've pivoted. They've expanded their offering. They're offering some new things. They're doing some things different because the world is different. It's not the same. And so get connected to an organization of some sort. Do not go this alone. It will be tough to go it alone. There are lots of organizations outside of GMSDC. There's SBDC. There's SBA. There's other organizations that you. But get connected to somebody and get and leverage the resources and the brain power. Review your business, making sure the strategy and the business plan are all aligned. The vision and the mission. This is that time. You need to be thinking about strategic partnerships. We're looking, I'm pulling, opportunities are coming up and I'm putting MBEs together right now. Say, you five, here's an opportunity. Please work together. We're going to feed everybody as part of this downstream and downstream as well. And when you get this opportunity, you pick all minority businesses as well for the execution. So we're trying to feed the whole community here. So my suggestion is get connected. Because, again, our organizations like us have resources to help you grow, thrive, and survive in these times.
Absolutely. And if I could echo that, I literally just got off a webinar, and Damon John, the Shark, right, was speaking. And one of the points, he said it like this, entrepreneurship is a team sport, right? And he just went into, right, all the reasons why it is. But exact same thing with what you're saying. Right. There's networks out here. There's resources. Many of them are free resources.
Yes. So really Do free first.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Including SBDC. But there's many others, even outside of SBDC, absolutely, that offer free resources for small businesses. And so right now there's no excuse, at least not to get the resources. Right. To help you figure out what your next step should be and next moves to make from that standpoint.
Let me tell you one thing, too, about GMSDC, and this may not be for everybody. GMSDC certifies minority businesses. We work on behalf of corporations. If you're interested in doing business with corporations, I highly recommend certification because corporations are going to ask and look for it. Everybody, that is not for everybody. Maybe you want to only do business with other minority and small businesses. That's an avenue as well with GMSDC because that's not their goal. They want a network that they can work with of other minority and small businesses. that's an option as well. So you've got to decide based on your strategy as an organization, as a company, what makes sense for you. If you're interested in doing business with corporate America, I say GMSTC all the way, and you're a minority. If you're not, then there are other avenues and options that you need to consider beyond GMSTC, because corporate America is not where you're focused. There are other organizations that you can be clearly aligned with, that you connect with other small businesses as well.
Absolutely. And I want to build on that and connect that even to the previous point about being a team sport. What's your advice on somebody, let's say, if today they're not ready to do business with a corporation, let's say it's a capacity or whatever reason. However, they could partner, let's say, with an existing MBE who's working with a corporation.
That is doing business. That's exactly right.
That is doing business.
Absolutely.
You become the sub.
That's what you do.
So speak to that and some recommendations, right? Because I don't think we see enough of that. But your thoughts on joint ventures and partnerships and strategic alliances between minority-owned businesses.
We to your point, we don't see enough of it, and it's critical. There are lots of opportunities. You may not be able to win a $20 million opportunity with Coca-Cola, but you might be a sub with the prime of Coca-Cola, and you get a $1 million contract. And it's all green. It's all of it's green.
Right.
And so many come to us with the starry eyes of wanting to be the prime, and in many cases, that's not a realistic expectation. But networking with other minority businesses, getting involved with industry, whatever your industry is, whether it's special services, it's construction, it's staffing, it's manufacturing, whatever your industry is, get aligned with others of like mind, figure out how you guys can work together and help each other in terms of opportunity. I will tell you, we have a session that we do every year on strategic alliance and partnerships. It's done by Drew Echo and Farnham, our legal counsel, that is incredible on strategic alliance and partnerships. How do you decide what a good partner is? What are the characteristics of that, you know, based on who your company is? And how do you vet them? All of that's included, but I strongly encourage in this environment to look at strategic alliance and partnerships and how you can do business with other minority and small businesses. That is the low-hanging fruit in this environment.
Absolutely. And it kind of, in some ways, I say checks the box on so many different things, right? We're talking about increases your capacity, right? It improves innovation, which we were just talking about.
Cash flow.
You know, and cash flow. Yeah, absolutely. Cash flow. I was gonna, getting that. Yeah. So there's so many different opportunities and benefits to it, right? And key, of course, is finding the right one. But let's say you go through the process to find the right one. Some people aren't even looking, right? You can't even find the right one if you're not even looking, or if that hasn't crossed your mind yet. But definitely, and again, and there's so many struggling businesses that are out here that if some of them partnered up, and now you're also bringing a collaborative solution to the table too, right? Potentially, if you add one and one, you might get three. Right out of that, of those two companies coming together.
That's exactly correct. That's exactly right. And everybody wins. It's a win-win for everybody.
Absolutely. Definitely. So any other insights, I guess, you can share with small businesses right now? Again, things that you're seeing out there, or even that you're hearing from corporations in terms of what they're sharing that would benefit the minority business community to hear?
Well, you know, corporations are, it's a challenging time for many, depending on the industry and the segment. So you really want to be intentional about your actions. The thing I would say now is please do research and understand where you can add value for corporations based on your product or service, how you can help them in this current environment. Because when you go with, listen, I can show you how I can help you do X, Y, and Z, all ears. So you want to be intentional. You want to do your homework. You want to get connected. I like Damon say, it's a team sport. It is absolutely a team sport. But all of that goes back to having a very clear mission, strategy, and focus for your company so that you can be intentional. And that's where resources like an SBDC helps you to do that so that you've got a clear roadmap for charting your path to success. This can't be a random time. This is intentional time with your actions and your time and your resources. And so that would be my advice right now, because it is, again, we're not sure. I keep hearing corporations saying something, they're going to come back in mid-year, this time next year, back into the office. Others are saying we're not going to recover. I did get a report that showed by industry when companies are looking to recover, which is very interesting. So this is the time for intentional action and having a clear roadmap and leveraging the team sport to be able to do that. The expertise and knowledge of an SBDC, the network and the resources of a GMSDC, find your niche and get to it would be my advice.
I hear you 100% on that. You know, when I'm working with businesses again, who are trying to get in the corporate space, and, you know, and you talk about research, I think that's one of the most critical things
research,
during this time,
yeah.
Right? It's the research that you're doing, right? Look for opportunities that corporations are signaling we need help in. Right. So I tell people, read the corporation's press releases, right. You know, read
the Atlanta Business Chronicle, the AJC.
Absolutely.
It's got nuggets of wisdom. I read every single week. I read those, the AJC every day, the Business Chronicle, because it has nuggets of information of what's going on
right.
with these organizations and companies. And so that's, you need that insight.
Absolutely.
And then again, using it with your tribe.
Definitely. Right. Because what's the number one nugget? Simplest rule of small business, find a need and fill it. Right.
That's exactly right.
Find a problem.
That's exactly
solve it.
Correct.
So you're big or small.
Find the problem and solve it.
Yep. Absolutely. And you can definitely be a solution. But like I said, it's being very intentional and maybe looking with some different eyes. Right.
At
the things that everyone else has just seen the headline. But as a business owner, you got to look below the headline and see what other things that you could be doing potentially for a corporation based on, you know, what's being communicated in the marketplace. Well, yeah. Good. Well, Stacey. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. Thank you. No, you nailed it. That's why SBDC is one of our strategic partners. You nailed it.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
No problem. Well, Stacey, well, let's just give the people where they can learn more about GMSDC, how to become certified and that whole process.
Mm-hmm.
Could you just share that information?
Yes, you can, you know, obviously go to our website at www.gmsdc.org. It has information about getting certified, has information about our events, any kind of programming, all of that. Our COVID resource page, all of that is there for you to enjoy. And again, if you've got questions, you can shoot us a message at info@gmsdc.org. We'll respond. Obviously, we're working remote. Everybody's remote, but we're open for business. Clearly, we're not missing a beat. We're bringing opportunities and resources to the table every single day. So please reach out.
Absolutely. And please do that. And so any just final words or wisdom or insights or helpfulness that you'd like to share with the audience?
No, just and again, wrapping up, this is the time for intentional actions and having a plan because of where we are as a country. And so I just encourage business owners, you need help, reach out, engage the various organizations to get you what you need for your long-term success. I would be truly amiss if I didn't say, while GMSDC is a nonpartisan organization, please get out and vote. Whatever you do, vote like your life depends on it, because it does. And so this is that season that we, because we also advocate on behalf of minority businesses as well. So this is that time of the year that we want to really encourage. And we're encouraging all of our business owners with their employees to get out the vote in this great state and nationwide, actually. So.
Absolutely. No, that's wonderful. Again, Stacey, I thank you for taking some time to have this conversation, Paul. With me. Absolutely. Again, our goal, again, is we need to get the word out to as many people as possible about the resources that are available for small businesses. And you all are definitely a great partner of ours. And not just at Georgia State, but definitely across the entire state of Georgia and the entire SBDC. And so we value this partnership. Again, I look forward to doing more great things in the future. So thank you again for your time.
No, thank you for this wonderful opportunity, and please be well and stay safe, okay?
Absolutely. You too, definitely.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for listening to this episode of Small Business Fuel. Our goal at the UGA SBDC is to provide you with relevant resources, practical tools, and training and resources to help small businesses grow and succeed. If you'd like to connect with us to get one-on-one help for your business, we have business consultants at 18 locations around the state to assist you. Please visit our website at www.georgiasbdc.org/Atlanta to get connected to the Georgia State office. Until our next episode of Small Business Fuel, please stay healthy, safe, and profitable. Have a great day.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.